the Sinn Féin Party Chair Declan Kearney is on the line. Declan, if I could ask you first of all, your statement basically falls into the two lines, and they're the discussions that you feel need to be held, an olive branch as it were, for unionists and those with dissident Republicans. In the wake of what we've seen in the last 24 hours now, do you feel your hand of friendship will be more readily accepted by those unionists than it will be by the dissidents?
Good morning, Joel. How are you?
I'm well.
All of that remains to be seen. There are divisions among some Republicans. And when Sinn Féin looks forward to reconciliation and moving our peace process and our political process into the next phase, then we need to stand back and identify the full spectrum of division and examine how best we can make outreach and address the cause and the source of those divisions. So, yes, there is a need for Republicans to engage with other Republicans who oppose Republican strategy, the peace process, and who are arguing for a different course than that which has been overwhelmingly and unanimously backed by the nationalist and Republican people.
You see, the problem is that you and many of your party colleagues have said this for a long time, and yet the dissidents, for want of a better expression, are not listening. They're not getting the message. I mean, and I've made the point to Brian Rowan, what is your take? Should we be in a position where we just have to accept that there will always be a rump of Republicanism who feel that there is an armed struggle to be finished?
I don't accept that's the case. There is no armed struggle to be finished. The armed struggle is over, and the conditions of conflict have been removed. The IRA leadership said so in 2005, and that's 7 years ago. The fact that some others continue to pursue armed actions on the basis of a militaristic strategy that is going nowhere has to be seen in context. My generation of young Republicans have never done the impossible. We delivered the peace process along with many others. Now, Sinn Féin has a real vision of how to continue to make progress. Sinn Féin has a strategy for the achievement of national and democratic objectives. And we have proved that it is possible to make political progress and build the process, the peace process at the same time. The reality is that while some refuse that view, the greater bulk of the nationalist and Republican people support the strategy and the vision that the Sinn Féin leadership have set out.
So let's be clear. How often are you engaging with them? Has there been any engagement? Has there been engagement between any members of Sinn Féin and any of the dissident groups? How often does it happen? What are they saying to you? What are you saying to them? Or is this all just basically public rhetoric?
No, it's not. The Sinn Féin leadership have, on a number of occasions, made private outreach to the these various organisations and their...
What does private outreach mean? Does that mean they've actually gone and met them?
Where they have political spokespersons sought the opportunity to engage, to address issues of division and disagreement, and to assess where there is a possibility to build common ground, but a common ground on the basis of peaceful, democratic and political programmes. Regrettably, those approaches and overtures have been consistently rebuked.
So they don't want to talk to you?
That is not to say that you close the door on discussion, because the history of our peace process is that there needs to be a constant commitment by everyone, not just by Republicans, but by everyone, to ensuring that where there is an opportunity and the possibility for dialogue, that can lead to something better and progressive, and we should never close the door on those opportunities.
Geoffrey Donaldson is on the line this morning. I'm going to ask you, Declan, just before I speak to Geoffrey, you're talking about these new conversations with unionists and what needs to happen and the challenges that lie ahead and this being the next stage in the peace process. I mean, all these phrases, you know, Geoffrey Donaldson, Basil McRae are listening. There are many unionists who are perhaps listening to this programme this morning. What do you actually mean? Is this a case of we'll say sorry if you say sorry? What do these words actually mean? What is the meaning behind what you're trying to say this morning? Lay it on the line for them.
Well, Geoffrey and myself have had a number of radio conversations in recent weeks. He knows that this isn't a philosophical debate. He he understands exactly where I'm coming from.
So you're totally sincere.
That issue doesn't even arise to us.
Yes, well, I'm thinking for the benefit of sceptical listeners out there who are thinking this is all some sort of Sinn Féin political tactic.
The fact of the matter is that we have made enormous progress in our peace and political processes. And we're now at a point in time where there is an opportunity, we believe, to move our peace process to a new level. The fact of the matter is that there is incredible division and a great sense of hurt within our society. And that hurt is shared by us all, by Unionist people and by Republican people. Now, the Irish Civil War was fought 90 years ago, and in the aftermath of the Irish Civil War, no initiative was taken to try and reconcile the seismic hurt that was caused as a result of that conflict. And the resulting effect of that was that Irish society was blighted for decades thereafter, and further and future generations were left to make sense of a conflict and division and hurt that they had no hand or part in making. Now, let's learn a lesson from our shared history. Let's take the opportunity now to address those hurts that we still live with, and let's attempt to acknowledge and, if possible, reduce, and more, let's attempt to remove the basis of the hurt.
Yeah, yes, so how does it play out? How does it play out, Declan?
That can best be done by engagement and dialogue, which we have never had before.